Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. Well, not for the first time. Our partner, The New York Times, is reporting yet another cyber attack against a major American company. And if you have an American Express account and tried to check your bank balance recently, you probably already know that something was up. Thousands of customers have been confronted with a blank screen or some strange ancient typeface. American Express confirmed yesterday that its website was the latest target of a major cyber attack. Other recent victims include JPMorgan Chase and Wells Fargo and Bank of America. But the New York Times has an interesting twist today on all of this. It concludes that what we are now seeing is more akin to cyber rampage than traditional cyber attack. David Sanger joins us from an airport in Indianapolis. He's chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. David, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. David, this attack, a cyber rampage is what it's being called by officials. What does that mean in this case, different from some other attacks we've seen?
Well, I think that some of the attacks we've seen in recent days, 2 weeks ago against JPMorgan Chase, yesterday against American Express, are old-fashioned denial-of-service attacks that have been brought up to sort of a new level. There's been a very large amount of computer power that has been focused on bringing down some major banking and financial websites. And the result of that is that even some of the best-prepared institutions in America for dealing with denial-of-service attacks, attacks where an attacker seeks to overwhelm a computer system, have fallen for a number of hours out of use. And I think that's worrisome to some because these are not considered particularly vulnerable institutions.
And it seems as though the point of these attacks is not nuisance or disruption, but destruction, right? That's the real difference.
Well, it seems to be a mix. Certainly the attacks in South Korea a week ago, which were widely suspected to have been organized by North Korea, were about destruction. There was data wiped out from broadcast networks and, in some cases, banks. But there's also been this mix of denial of service. Interesting thing is that most of the investigators who have looked at the attacks on J.P. Morgan and American Express think they are coming from one group that maintains it is responding to those videos you may remember from the fall of an anti-Muslim nature. They were the ones that were initially blamed for the Benghazi attack,
right,
turned later on not to be terribly responsible for those. The investigators seem to think that this is a front group for some Iranian-related organization, not clear whether it's government-backed or not.
So we're not clear whether this is a state-backed attack or maybe just inspired by Iran, but we have an idea that Iran is behind it in some fashion.
We have an idea that it traces back to Iranian origin, but that does not necessarily mean it is state-sponsored.
The immediate question that one has, if we're tracing it back to Iran, is, are these attacks retaliation for our attack on Iran's nuclear program some 18 months or 2 years ago with Stuxnet?
Very good question. And after the Stuxnet virus escaped from the Natanz nuclear enrichment plant in the summer of 2010, the Iranians, having pieced together that they were under attack, announced that they were organizing their own cyber corps. And certainly they are believed to have been responsible for the attack in Saudi Arabia last summer that took out about 30,000 computers from Saudi Aramco, a big Saudi oil producer.
So this isn't espionage, and certainly nobody's stealing trade secrets or financial transactions from Amex or J.P. Morgan. But it makes you wonder why Iran or elements within Iran would want to attack a bank. What are they really doing? Is this testing these banks' level of security, poking them? What do we know about the motivation behind this?
You know, Todd, it's very difficult to figure out intent if you don't understand whether this is a state sponsor or an outsider, somebody merely trying to cause disruption, or someone trying to do something more serious. But it is reasonable to assume that if you're thinking about asymmetrical attacks, showing that you can get at the daily life of ordinary Americans, particularly elites who might be using online banking or ordinary people who are using online banking, is a tempting kind of target. particularly in Iran's case, because when you think that the sanctions that have been imposed on Iran have certainly hit ordinary Iranians.
Should we maybe then, this might be a jump of logic, but should we maybe then think of these attacks as encouragement from Iran to get back to the negotiating table over a nuclear program, knowing that they have a little bit more leverage over some of our most elite people?
Could be, but those talks resumed about a month ago, and there were talks last week, and there's supposed to be some more next week. So that process is underway. Of course, the Iranians may be, and this is speculation, turning that logic on its head, saying that if there can be attacks that show the vulnerability of American institutions, it might be in the American interest to show some more leeway as well. But it's very hard to know whether the people who are doing cyber attacks are very tuned in to the state of, for example, nuclear diplomacy.
Right. Well, an escalation in cyber attacks emanating from Iran. Again, we don't know if this is state-sponsored or state-inspired or just outside hackers. J.P. Morgan is not talking about attacks on their systems. Amex has confirmed that they were attacked with cyber rampage. David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for The New York Times, thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.